All right, so we're going to jump into a deep dive today. And this deep dive is about
Sounds good.
some recent news in the tennis world
Oh,
involving Naomi Osaka
okay.
and her now ex-boyfriend, Corday.
I see.
And the source material that we're using today is an article called Trend Alert, Blink and It's Over, Naomi Osaka and Corday.
Okay.
Call It Quits, Tennis Stars' Big News Before the Australian Open.
That's interesting.
And we're gonna,
Sounds juicy.
yeah, it's very interesting,
Okay.
especially because it's happening right before
And
him
before a big
in
tournament.
the Australian Open.
Exactly.
So yeah, so I think our kind of mission today
Yeah.
is to figure out like what are the main details of this breakup? Like,
Yeah.
what do we know? What do we not know?
Sure.
And then two, like, how is this going to affect Osaka as she goes into this Australian Open?
Yeah.
So
That's a really good question.
yeah, so I think just to get started, maybe we can just sort of introduce each of these people. Like, who is Naomi Osaka?
Yeah.
Who is Corday?
Sure.
For people who might not know.
Yeah, so for anyone who might not know, Naomi Osaka is a four-time Grand Slam singles champion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's known for her incredible power on the court.
I see.
She has really powerful playing style, and she's
Yeah.
also become a really prominent advocate for mental health,
Oh,
which
wow.
is,
That's really great.
yeah, it's really admirable.
Yeah.
And then Corday, he's a Grammy-nominated rapper known for his like really introspective lyrics, and
Oh.
his music often explores like social issues.
Oh, wow.
So,
That's cool.
yeah, they're both really accomplished in their own fields.
Yeah, they are a power couple.
They were a power couple.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they broke up, and the article doesn't really go into detail about like when
Right.
or why.
They're
Is
just
it?
all very hush-hush.
Yeah, it's very like mysterious and vague.
Yeah, very vague. Which makes you wonder,
It does.
like,
Like, what happened?
right, like, what's the real story?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that it's happening just weeks before the Australian Open,
It's crazy the timing.
it's wild. It's
Yeah.
like,
You can bet the media is going to be all over this.
oh, they're gonna be like sharks.
Totally. They're going to be analyzing every expression,
Every, like,
every little thing,
minutia.
every point she wins or loses,
Yeah.
every interaction she has.
They're gonna be
They're
like,
going to try to read into
you're
it,
gonna be like,
looking for clues,
gosh.
language experts, and yeah,
Exactly.
it's going to be
It's
crazy.
gonna be a frenzy.
Yeah. So I'm really wondering, like,
Yeah.
how is she going to handle this pressure?
Yeah, how do athletes even deal with these kinds of personal things?
Right.
Especially when they're trying to compete at such a high level.
Yeah. Because, like, we all go through breakups, right? It's like
Exactly.
a normal part of life.
Yeah.
But, like,
But most of us aren't doing it with the whole world watching.
exactly. And having cameras in our face.
Right.
Yeah. So it must be really hard.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely potential for distraction.
Right.
Like, you know, you're trying to focus on your game,
Yeah.
but your mind keeps going back to what's happening in your personal life.
Oh, you're like lying in bed at night and you're like,
Exactly.
oof, like I should be thinking about my serve.
Instead of, I'm thinking about this.
Yeah, instead of like replaying that last conversation or whatever.
Totally.
But then again, some athletes can actually use these situations as motivation.
That's true.
They might channel those emotions into their performance and come out even stronger.
Yeah, like almost like they have something to prove.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to show everyone that I can still be at the top of my game.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna let this break me. I'm gonna let this make me stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really depends on the individual and their coping mechanisms. Yeah.
Like there's no one size fits all answer.
Right.
But one example that comes to mind is Rory McIlroy, the golfer.
Okay.
He went through a really public breakup right before a major championship.
Oh, wow.
And the media scrutiny was intense. I
Yeah.
mean, it was everywhere.
My bad.
And he later admitted that the emotional toll was just a huge distraction.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it definitely impacted his game.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, it's hard to block out all that noise.
Yeah, and like I'm thinking of Osaka, and
Yeah.
she's been so open about her mental health challenges
That's right.
in the past. And so,
And she's spoken so candidly about the pressure she feels.
exactly.
Yeah, so I think it's even more important in this case to be sensitive.
Yeah, to be like really respectful
Yeah,
of her
absolutely.
privacy and
Right, and to remember that she's a human being going through a tough time,
yeah.
you know?
And just because we know her as a tennis player
Exactly.
doesn't mean we know her personally.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point. Like, for everyone listening, Like, we should all kind of take a moment and
Yeah.
think about how we consume news about athletes.
Yeah. Like it's easy to get caught up in the scores and the
Yeah, and
rankings.
the drama.
Yeah. And like,
But there's a person behind all of that.
yeah, it's easy to forget that athletes are
Right.
human beings with their own lives and
They have feelings and relationships and challenges just
yeah.
like everyone else.
Yeah. And so as we go into this Australian Open,
Yeah.
I think like, let's all try to be mindful.
Yes, be mindful and empathetic.
Yeah. And remember that Osaka's journey is about more than just tennis.
Right, it's about resilience and growth.
Yeah. Like as a person,
Exactly, and navigating life in the public eye.
which can't be easy.
Not at all.
No.
So yeah, I think as you watch her play,
Yeah.
just keep in mind all the pressures that she and other athletes face,
Yeah.
and think about how much weight we should give to their personal lives
That's a good question.
when we're evaluating their performance.
Yeah, like what's fair?
Yeah, what's fair?
Yeah. Something to think about.
Definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good place to end our deep dive for
Oh,
today.
thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
It was fun.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah. I always learn something new.
Me too.
All right.
Catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.